Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today will be mostly sunny with a high near 76. Tonight partly cloudy with a low around 57. And on Thursday partly sunny with a high near 81. And in the news for today, on Tuesday evening at City Hall in Viroqua, the Council of the Whole voted 5-4 to finalize a 2.5-year-long effort to allow utility transportation vehicles to use Viroqua City streets. The trail of the decision leads back and forth between the Public Safety Committee and the City Council. Under former Mayor Karen Mischel and ward reps who are no longer on the council, the ordinance was sent back and forth to the Public Safety Committee out of legal and safety concerns. During that time, a new mayor, Justin Running, and two of his appointed council members who voted in the majority on Tuesday night and have now approved the ordinance, soon the four-wheel vehicles will be allowed on specific routes in the city. Running and Police Chief Rick Niedfeld have been supporters of the UTV proposals. Fourth Ward Council Member Tanya Burka asked to be put on public record as voting against the measure, saying that she could not in good conscience support putting vehicles on city streets due to manufacturers of the vehicles and the state DNR's declaration that they are not safe for on-road use. Birka used her time during the meeting to rebut much of the public comment shared by advocates of the UTVs as opinion and not based on facts or evidence. She said she assumed that the vehicles were fun to drive, but that policy should be based on safety for all the residents of the city. She also strongly questioned that there would be substantial economic impact to the city if the vehicles were allowed, which was a claim that many advocates have shared during public comment. None of the majority members voting on Tuesday night offered any explanation on why they were voting in favor of the ordinance. There was not a definite start date for the new ordinance to take effect and when the UTVs would be legal to operate on city streets in Viroqua. From the La Crosse Tribune comes a report that Waukesha's county judge on Tuesday rejected a bill to stay his previous ruling that election officials can't fix errors on absentee ballot certificates. Turning down Democrats' request to issue a stay on last week's ruling, Circuit Court Judge Michael Aprahamian ordered the Wisconsin Election Commission to tell clerks statewide by Wednesday that its guidance allowing address corrections on witness certificates violates state law. The commission voted 4-1 Tuesday with Democratic Commissioner Ann Jacobs opposed to withdraw the nearly 6-year-old guidance and scrub it from the agency's website. Democrats are likely to appeal Aprahamian's ruling, which they and the Elections Commission say is likely to cause confusion for clerks and voters. WDRT will be holding its one-day fall pledge drive tomorrow, Thursday, September 15th, from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. The goal of the drive is to raise $12,000 to support programming and basic operations for the station. WDRT went on the air September 17, 2010, and we will be celebrating our 12th anniversary this coming Saturday. Supporters of WDRT's unique volunteer-based approach to radio broadcasting can phone in pledges tomorrow by calling 608-638-9378 or going online to donate at our website, www.wdrt.org, or can stop by the station, 311 South Main Street in downtown Viroqua. WDRT thanks Organic Valley for offering $5,000 in matching funding and also thanks its growing number of sustaining members who automatically donate monthly to the station through online membership accounts. The Nearly Noon News will not be broadcasting on Thursday during the pledge drive. We will return on Friday with our next report. Thanks for listening today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.